Welcome the fuck back, Papitoville. We back in this bitch. Hopefully everything records right. I'm doing a podcast from the car today. I don't give a fuck. We gonna ride around. We gonna smoke some weed. We gonna talk about some shit. It's why do I always say the date like it really fucking matters? Like I'm gonna sit here and tell you, yeah, it's blase, and like y'all motherfuckers gonna listen whenever y'all want to listen. So it's whatever date it is. I think it's a Saturday in April. Who gives a fuck? Still on this planet, still going through COVID, still spinning through the motherfucking multiverse. I'm back, bitches. Papitoville, greetings. Hope y'all doing cool. I mean, if you're not, shit, you'll be all right. Stop stressing, stop worrying. Chill the fuck out. I don't have no idea where I'm going. I'm just getting on the road. I got some gas rolled up. We're going to do the podcast. We're going to talk about some shit. So, I keep talking about quitting my job, and finally, I stopped being a little old bitch, and I did it. I finally made that decision to say, you know what, fuck it. If you hear some crazy noises, that's my car. Don't talk shit about my car. God damn it, it's my first car I've had in years. I don't give a fuck. Your mama can sit in the back seat. We can all have a good time. Anyway, where was I at? Oh, this job shit. So, I quit my job. Yep, I did it. I motherfucking did it. Let me tell you how I quit. So, I'm supposed to go to work one day, just like a nigga. No call, no show. I had some shit going on, you know, shit was getting wild in my life. I ain't gonna go into too much detail right now, but I'm gonna just say shit was crazy. And, you know, I was feeling like I wanted to quit, wasn't sure. What the fuck is these hoes doing? These hoes can't drive these days. It's crazy. They still have block parties? Wow. Anyway, like I was saying. So, yeah, things are just getting crazy. Come on, baby. Come on. Come on, you already in the street. Come on. Get your ass over there. Come on. There you go, baby. So, shit was going crazy in my life. This was feeling like I don't know whether I'm going to quit. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do, honestly. Not like on some worried shit, but just on some, you know, I don't know if I need to go back into that motherfucking that area that gives me stress. That's like one of these. Damn, I know I forgot something. I forgot the ashtray. Motherfucker. Damn, we want to improvise. Well, maybe I should just go buy another ashtray, huh? Nah, because then I got to talk to niggas on the corner. Anyway, back to me quitting my job. Got to stay focused. So, that was day one. Yeah, this was definitely a 3-day process of quitting the job. It actually took 4 days, but we'll get there. So, that was like on a Tuesday. Wednesday, I'm off, so I ain't got to worry about it. I'm like, yeah, I'll be to work on Thursday. Thursday could roll around. I got to be to work at 5 in the morning. I definitely wasn't going to work. I was sick to the motherfucking one, but I think it was like I don't know if it was my mind or my body trying to convince me not to go over me like this shit up. Mm-hmm. Not bad. Yeah, I don't know if it was my mind or my body trying to convince me not to go, but I was sick to the motherfucker. It was like, I wouldn't say it was COVID, but it was COVID-y. It was kind of COVID-y. But I ain't got COVID, goddammit. Aliens can't get COVID. But anyway, like I was saying, so I ain't go to the 5 a.m. shift. My bad, Gigi, if you hear this, I'm sorry, sweetheart. I didn't mean to leave you hanging on them days like that. But you know, nigga just be going through some shit. And the day that I was sick, that was on the Thursday. Thursday I ain't show up, then my aunt died that same day. Rest in peace, Aunt Wanda. She passed away and shit. So just been hella shit going on. So I was like, you know what? What's today, Saturday? So I was like, you know what? I'm going to show up for work on Friday. Just take my black ass to work. Do what I got to. Time came around to go to work. I'm talking about I'm getting dressed for work. And I just said, fuck this shit. Because I'm tired of this shit. And I'm tired of my shit too, but I'm tired of this shit, man. I'm fed up with that job. Now, I admit, it could have been me. I definitely was in there snapping on customers and people when I didn't have to all the time. I wouldn't say I was definitely in there tripping. I would have whooped the customer ass. I'm thinking about going up there just to see a couple of the customers that wanted to talk shit when I was employees. If I can catch them niggas while I ain't employed, then we're going to see them tough, motherfucker. But let me relax. I'm smoking marijuana. I shouldn't be so tense. But, I got tired of this dealing with Whole Foods shit. That's where I worked at. If y'all didn't know, you know. I worked at Whole Foods. I just got tired of this shit every fucking day. Now, I'm not no better because the shit I was getting tired of, I started doing it too. Like, I was getting tired of motherfuckers just calling out and I'm just closing by myself every night. So guess what? I started being a nigga and I started calling out and leaving motherfuckers to work by themselves as well. I swear. Well, I have no idea where I'm going. I'm just driving. Fuck it. But, I dropped my lashes. I just got tired of that shit. I got tired of, you know, I got tired of ignorant-ass customers that think just because you live in the suburbs and you're coming, you know, you're shopping, you can treat other people like shit. Like, oh, you know, I live in this nice part of the city or state or area or whatever the fuck you want to call it. And you got this job, and your job doesn't mean as much as I do, so I can talk to you. No, you can't talk to me like that because I beat the fuck out of you. And if you're a woman, go get your man, and I beat the fuck out of him. Crazy part, I'm really a nice guy. I just don't deal with shit, yo. I don't take disrespect lightly. I don't take ignorance lightly. I don't take, I don't know what other words I can use, bad manners. I don't like none of that shit. So when people be rude and shit, like, my thing is, yo, if I say hello, if I speak to you, yeah, you might not have heard me, but I'm the type of nigga, I'm going to make sure you hear me. So if I speak to you, you want to be rude and all that shit, and then when I walk away, hey, can you get this? No, motherfucker, you heard me say hello to you. Wait for somebody else to come help your punk ass, then. That's the type of nigga I am. Do I want to be that type of nigga? I don't know. But that's why you're deep down at heart. I can't front, can't lie. Because I'm big on giving respect. So I'm big on getting it back and shit. You're not just going to disrespect me. You think shit going to be sweet? Man, I can't roll the window down. We hotboxing. Shit. I might have to find some way to pull over. But yeah, the ignorant customers. Some of my coworkers, not all of them. Like, some of my coworkers cool as fuck, man. I'm going to miss them. I got mad love for them. I love them. Some of my coworkers eat a dick. And I don't know why I don't like these people so much. I guess it's not even like that I don't like them. Let's see, let me go turn here. It's not even that I don't like the people. It's just I don't like being around them. You ever been around somebody and it's like instantly, you just like, ah, man, your mood changed. Like not even thinking about them, but they get mood changed when you're around them. You're around them, motherfucker, and instantly just like, oh, you know what? I just don't give a fuck today. Fuck everything today. I had certain coworkers I used to work with. It's like, oh, man, y'all some lazy motherfuckers. Y'all don't want to work hard. Y'all want me to do all the work. Bitch-made punk motherfuckers. But I realized, too, it was me taking that job personal. That's why I quit as well. I was taking that job way too fucking personal, man. It wasn't that deep to where I got to be cursing everybody out every night. It ain't had to be like that. But I definitely felt the stresses of it, though. But it's just like, yeah, when you're dealing with, goddamn, I got the seat warmer on, got my ass all hot, I'm gonna take shit. Anyway, when you're dealing with, like, you know, other people, I guess, being humble and being patient is really important. And that's two of the things that I definitely needed to improve on or still need to improve on is my humbleness and my patientness because motherfuckers be getting on my nerves and I be ready to tell them about that shit. I don't hold no punches. These motherfuckers out here cannot drive. I swear, this, United States, I love living in a free country like this, but your motherfuckers are morons and idiots. They cannot drive. They can't drive. They just running red lights just because they're in a rush. They go nowhere. You're in a rush to go do nothing. There's no emergency. You're just going to stuff your face properly. What the fuck is wrong with people? I mean, like, this world is really retarded. Anyway, see? That's me. It's people. That's what the fuck it is. People make my balls itch. I hate people. Like, I love people, yo. Like, when we come together, you singing and joking and laughing. Oh, it's so great being around other people. But I hate people. I hate motherfuckers. That's why I just stay to myself. I'd rather just kick it in the crib, smoke some weed, watch some documentaries, write some books or some whatever the fuck I'm gonna write. And just mind my motherfucking business. Because you morons out here, that's what I said, morons. I got a couple more bad words for y'all. You morons out here fuck shit up for everybody else. Y'all will run through a red light and hit some lady car or some old man car, not knowing if they got the money to fix that shit. Now they in a fucked up position because you impatient. Yeah, asshole. This is why I used to do shit like, when people do dumb shit on the road, I'm going to cut you off in traffic and I'm going to make you get out the car and fight me. Now, yes, I am a moron because at any given time, somebody could have taken my life. I know this. Trust me. I think about it when I'm doing it. I think about it afterwards. I think about it before. I don't know why. I still did it all the time. I will pull you out your motherfucking car and assault you. I think I'm not the reason, but people like me are the reason people have guns, have concealed carry weapons. Because there's people out here that will fuck you up for doing dumb shit. And my whole thing is, especially, I used to have the kids in the car all the time with me, keep my babies with me. So when you do some dumb shit and I got the kids in the car, not only do I got to fuck you up to let them know, hey, it's some stupid people out here in the world, kick their ass. But I got to fuck you up because you don't even give a fuck. You're willing to put my kid's life at risk. So why should I care about your life? What would make you think your life means any motherfucking thing to me if you don't give a fuck about nobody else? I understand we all been in a rush. We've all done some dumb shit, driving and shit, to cut somebody off, and made an illegal turn or U-turn or dumb something. We all done it. I'm guilty. You guilty. We all guilty. But the motherfuckers, these motherfuckers are willing to put people's lives at risk. I hate people. That got me off my topic for the day. Goddamn cocksuckers. If you're out here, you listening, and you're driving, drive safe, please. If you're going to drive later, you're getting in a car with somebody, make sure they ain't out here acting like an asshole and driving reckless. Because I fuck you up. But like I was saying anyway, fuck that job. Because I gave a lot to that job. I'm talking about when COVID was full in swing, not a motherfucking bus was running. Guess who was walking to work? And they ain't show me no love. You think I got employee of the month? No, they kept giving it to the white people every month, back to back to back to back. It ain't about race. Goddamn. It's like, y'all ain't want to see a nigga face up there. And that's cool. If that's how y'all feel, that's how y'all feel. But I held that shit down. When they ain't had nobody really to go to, I held it down. Now, I was a nigga up in there. I did some nigga things. We're going to talk about those when the statute of limitations run out. But, yes, I held that motherfucker down. I'm talking about I would walk to work, from work, hours. Like, my ex called me yesterday. She was like, yo, I wanted to call and give you credit. She was like, I used to talk shit about, you know, you having to stand up all the time at work. She was like, I was standing up for 2 hours yesterday. My feet are killing me. And I'm like, yeah, that's how that shit go. I understand. You know, I would do that. I would walk miles to work, stand up for 8 hours, and then walk miles home. Couldn't get an employee of the month. I'm talking about I'm there every motherfucking day. During the pandemic, I worked 6 days a motherfucking week. Like, no bullshit. 6 days a week. Like, COVID didn't exist. I was out here motherfucking busting hours down. I mean, I just finally got to that point where I don't give a fuck. You know what? Papito, you don't give a fuck because, all this shit is an illusion anyway. I got to go to work so I could be seen as this nigga that has a steady job. Man, I fucking rather get my own, make my own income, chase my dreams, or do whatever the fuck I got to do to find peace and happiness on this motherfucker. Because what's the point in stressing, huh? I know, I'm a stressor, I guess. Nah, I'm not a stressor. Fuck that. I ain't putting that in the universe. But, yeah, I'm not going to sit here and be stressed out about no motherfucking job. Oh, well, you got to hold the job down. That's what men used to do. I don't give a fuck what men used to do. Bitch, I got the internet now. Bitch, we out here delivering food. We can do whatever the fuck we want. We got time on our hands now, bitch. I ain't got to go work 60 hours a motherfucking week at some slave job where I ain't going to never... The highest I'm going to make it to a supervisor, running some other niggas. Nah, fuck that shit. I'd rather be my own boss. Where the fuck am I going? Let's see. You got to zip your wallet up. Me, your pockets up. Wallet that fell out again. We definitely don't need that fucking happening. Where the fuck am I going? I have no idea. Good job. I see this city. I haven't seen this city. But, I just stopped giving a fuck, honestly. I got to that point where I say, so the fuck what? I'll make something happen. It's time to jump out the window and learn how to fly your way down. You get to that point in life sometimes. And I got to mine. I guess this week. And, you know, recently I've been going through a lot. Like, I ain't going to say going through. A lot of things have been happening in my life. Changes are taking place. Some good, some I think ain't good. But, you know, everything works out for the best. That's how I believe. If you're going to drive slow, I'm going to drive the fuck around you. Because you got your black hazards on you. You're still trying to drive. But anyway. I'm subject on this block. Fuck it. Yeah. Fuck it. Plus, I feel like it give me more time with my family and shit, man. Like, all right, fuck it. I quit my job. Now I'm be out here. Right now, I'm doing Uber Eats. All right, fuck it. I'm going to be out here pulling hours on Uber Eats. I get to drop my kids off to school in the morning. Because I, excuse me, I ain't have a steady schedule and shit. I might have to open some days. I might close. I can't drop them off to school. I can't pick them up. Well, guess what, nigga? Now you can. Now I can drop my babies off, pick them up, spend more time with them. Hey, fuck it. Daddy got to make some money. We riding around doing Uber Eats together. Stay y'all asses in the car. Keep a knife on you. But yeah, it gave me more time for something I actually want. That's spend time with my children. That's what make me motherfucking happy. I got my son coming up here. He about to, school is over for them. And he down in Carolina right now. So school is over for them. When? What'd she say? The end of May. So he'll be up here in no time. It's April. It's almost mid-April. Probably almost end of April. I don't know what the fucking day it is. But he'll be up here soon. That's all I goddamn know. And I got to get ready for that. And if I'm working and shit, how the fuck? I got to pay for daycare. I got to pay people to watch him. It's going to be the summertime, so it's not even like he's going to be in school. But nah, man, fuck that. He's going to ride around with his dad. We're going to get to know each other too fucking well. He's going to get to know everything about me. Everything that I like, dislike. We're going to have some motherfucking talks. Father-son talks. And I'm going to get to know him. I'm going to get to not only mold him and shape him, but, you know, get to understand who he is, what he like and what he dislike. See what he want to be in life and help him get there. That's my only job. My job ain't to, you know, be hard on him, hard on none of my kids. My job is to make sure listen, I let my kids, I ain't going to say get away with a lot, but one of the few things I don't let them get away with is, like, disrespect. You're going to be well-mannered, and you're going to chase your dreams. That's all I want for my children. Just be a nice motherfucker. You know, have some manners, some decency about you. Pleases and thank yous. You know, all that type of shit. Try not to be an asshole like your father. Because I'm just a natural asshole. It was a gift that was given to me. But, you know, just chase your dreams, too. You ain't got to go out here and just work some job to fit some label or something like that. You know, you can do what the fuck you want. We live in this world where we can do it. If you want to go live in an igloo, I don't give a fuck. Send a nigga 2 ice cubes. That's all. Listen, do what the fuck you want in life. I don't care. But, yeah, I get more time to spend not only with my boy, because he coming up, but, you know, I had the girls, too. There's a million of them. Shit. Got to find something to do with them. Yeah, man, my girls definitely got to find something to do with them. Oh, go out. Just go have some cupcakes. Let's get some ice cream and some shit. What you doing, homie? You just sitting there? Yeah. Yeah, go have some cupcakes and ice cream or some shit. Or just go play at the park. Just go kick it. Go down to the waterfront. Just listen to the waves and shit. Go to the beach. I'm taking my kids to Ocean City, Maryland this summer. I ain't never been the fuck on vacation. So my first vacation is taking my children on vacation. That's how it's supposed to be. Fuck it. I cuss a lot. Right? That's because I like cuss words. Fuck, 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 fuck. I don't care. It's a beautiful place in life where you stop giving a shit. But, yeah, I'm about to up and move to Texas. I'm definitely thinking about moving down south. No, I ain't thinking. I'm moving down south. And I think Texas is number one. I don't think Texas is number one on the board. I got some other candidates. Why the fuck are you speeding? Are you that much in a rush? It's not that deep. Human beings are fucking like morons. We're actually not that smart as we think we are. As a human race, we're fucking horribly stupid. I'm trying to think of a big word. But are tremendously stupid? Unintelligent. Idiots. Anyway, I digress. But yeah, we out. We're going to Texas. We're going somewhere in the south. It's probably going to be Texas. Got to challenge yourself. Got to see changes. Right now, I'm at a point where I'm accepting the changes that's coming my way. Things can't get worse. Things gonna get better. Because I'm going to make it that way. I'm going to manifest it. But, you know, when you stay stagnant or some shit, that's how things be going wrong. Because you get into that routine. You get into the routine of, you know, this is my life. And I'm okay with it. But when you constantly, when your life constantly changing, you got to change with it. You got to adapt and evolve with it. So I'm with this whole shit, you know. I'm with, you know, quitting the job, spending more time with my kids. Maybe I asked my daughter, my oldest daughter yesterday, oh, what's up, baby? You want to move to Texas with daddy? I know you love your mama. Come move to Texas with daddy. You know, me, your brother, we start a new life down there. New opportunities. Philly burnt the fuck out. Like, everybody think Philly, no, no. I'm pretty sure everybody in the world knows, like, there's nothing here in this city. They call it the city of brotherly love. That's about all that's left in this motherfucker. Because there's nothing here. There's no opportunities here. I ain't going to say there's no opportunities. Because life is what you make it. But the vibe is off. The vibe of Philly ain't the love vibe no more. It's the shoot it out vibe. It's the get high, get perked up vibe. That ain't my vibe. That's not what I'm with. So it's like I'm ready for some new shit. I'm ready to have some land, you know, have some land and make memories with my children type of shit. That's the vibe I'm on. So I might return. Head on out this motherfucker. I got the opportunity. You know? Hold on. I'm getting a message. But yeah. I don't really give a fuck. I quit the job. Fuck that job. As long as my kids know I love them and that I'm there for them, that's all that matter. As long as they know that. I wake up every day wanting the best for them. That's all that matters. I'm not perfect. If I was perfect, I would be somewhere else doing some perfect shit. But I'm here talking to you right now. And the same way I talk to my kids and shit. Not the same exact way. Similar. Very similar. Damn near 99% the way I talk to them. God damn it. But that's just who I am. But when it comes to them, I just want them. I don't give a fuck about nobody else. Like, I don't give a fuck to how my love for my children look to the outside world. Long as they know Papito love them, that's all I give a fuck about. And I work for that every day. That my children know, yo, this nigga love the shit out of us. He'll do anything for us. He ain't gonna give us $1 million. Cause he ain't got it right now. But when he get it, he would. I give a lung, I give $1 million. I give my brain, my thoughts, my love, my everything for my children. That's all that matter to me in this world, really. I got friends and family that matter. You know, I love my mother, I love some of my friends. Some of them, motherfuckers. But their kids, their babies, long as they know I love them, that's all I give a fuck about. I should really be doing Uber Eats right now. Like, I'm really riding around just smoking weed. Just doing a podcast. Just smoking, doing a podcast. This might be my new shit. We might change the name to Cadillac Conversations, goddammit. Definitely got the Cadillac. It's just that it's tenants. I can't roll around the same neighborhood too many times. They're going to think I'm looking for niggas. But anyway. What the fuck is that? Last thing I wanted to talk about. And it's crazy because it's like, it's something you got to think about when you quit your job. Because a nigga like me, you can't just quit your job and not have a plan. Because then you'll just be out here going bar to bar. Like, people think COVID shut down the bars. Now the bars are still open. Like, you can still go in these spots and get a shot of two or three or six and really just be fucked up. My favorite bar in Philly opens at 10 a.m. So it's been days. I'll go in there. I'll order breakfast from down the street, and I go in my bar, and I sit and eat, have breakfast. Had breakfast with a beer. It's nothing. I've been having beer with breakfast since I was 21. When I was living in Korea eating steak and shit at this one place called Chong's in South Korea. We have a steak and a beer like it was nothing. That was regular shit. So now it's nothing for me to order some, you know, some home fries with some green peppers in it with some salt, pepper, ketchup, hot sauce. You see, I rolled off. That's a regular order. You get some hot sauces chopped up in that shit. Throw some eggs up in there, scramble that up. I'll sit and have breakfast and shit. But, nigga, if you sit there too long, they drinking to get the fucking best of you. They drinking to have your ass going home at 2 p.m. Waking up at 6. So what the fuck? Or I done had nights where I was day drinking. I wake up. They're going to cause an accident. What the fuck? Yeah. I was waking. Listen, I've had days where I day drink, take my ass home, go to sleep, wake up. It's either a whole new day or it's nighttime by then. I've had days where I had went and take a nap and took my ass back to the bar. Excuse me. I had days when me and my little brother both out there drunk together. Just acting a motherfucking fool. I should have took that little block. Let's say, my day drinking days. Oh, my Jesus. I'm saying it like it's over. I'm definitely trying to, but my bar is closed today, so I ain't got to worry about the day. But, man, day drinking, nigga, you got to be careful with that shit. You got to be careful with that shit. But that shit'll get you. Because I ain't gonna lie, I enjoy it. I enjoy day drinking. It's fun. Especially, like, you get the older crowd in there because they coming in for their morning shots and shit. They're like, hey, Jay, you know I'm on my way to work. Give me my one-on-one. Give me my usual. Or you get your old ladies up in there, or you get your little Thundercat mamas and shit. They, like, in their 30s and 40s. Hey, baby, yeah, let me get a shot. Nothing, I'm about to drop these kids the fuck off of work and keep it moving. Or school and keep it moving. What the fuck? Lock, lock, bro. Are they testing for COVID? Did I pull up on a COVID test? A COVID-19 testing center. Can I get through this? I should hop out and get a COVID-19. I should hop out and get tested. Ain't done some shit. I was talking about getting tested for COVID. And they got a bunch of shit. Listen, they got the testing site right up the street in the middle of the fucking block. It's hella ghetto. Hella ghetto. They just blocked the block off. And just made it to where, though, I guess you can get tested. I don't want them sticking that shit up my nose, man. I heard that shit hurt. No, I have not been tested for COVID since COVID came out. Nigga, I can't get COVID. I was working. I got bills. Niggas that got bills can't get COVID. I don't know what the fuck y'all was talking about. Y'all out here all sick and coughing and shit. I was healthy than a motherfucker. Eating oranges, drinking orange juice, working out, walking every day. Y'all asses was the one stuck in the house. I was healthy than a motherfucker all year. I got a little cold right now, but that's your mama business. I think she poisoned me. But where was I at? COVID testings. Oh, no. We were talking about day drinking. Yeah, I love it. And I used to be good at drinking, yo. I used to be able to get fucked up. Is that Saeed behind me? No, that's a girl. I used to be able to get fucked up. Like, whether we drinking during the day, drinking during the night. Nigga, let's drink. How much can you drink? And what's crazy is I didn't start off that way. Like, when I was in college, I ain't drink at all. Like, I be hanging out with chicks and shit. They be taking shots of Absolut. Hey, let's party. Let's smoke this weed. And let's have these sexual relations. Let's kind of fuck that. But as I got older, you know, I started getting into drinking and shit. And I became a hell of a drinker, I must say. I became a world champion day drinker. I really believe there's few people that can sit there in a bar going shot for shot with me, talking about The Notebook, talking about candy, just talking about sports, talking about anything, talking about different types of diarrhea. Listen, I will sit and drink and talk about anything with you. We will go down a black hole of conspiracy theory shit before I quit drinking with a nigga. But lately, I've been feeling like I gotta be hella responsible because of my son coming up. So that means I've been drinking more before he gets here. When I say I've been drinking more, I mean like way more. I mean like, God damn it. I'm drunk again more. Lose your wallet more. Matter of fact, lose your phone more. Lose your wallet the next day more. Then lose some money the next day. I didn't even lose that money either. I hid it from myself in the sock. I felt like a moron because I had everybody on the block looking for it. But whatever. Yeah, day drinking. And it ain't like, oh, I just started drinking and that's why my ass be getting drunk. No, I've been drinking, nigga. Hey, listen. Papito, I'm 33. I've been drinking for a long, what's that? I've been drinking for 11 years. I say 7 of those years was some hard drinking, partying times. I'm talking about, I say six. Six of those years was some hard drinking, partying motherfucking time. And I ain't never been as pussy as I've been now when it comes to alcohol. I mean, I cannot hold my liquor. Now, I don't be out there throwing up enough like that. But I get drunk easy now. I'm talking about, my brother said this shit. My brother said, whenever I'm drunk in the car and he see me, like, I'm driving. He looks and sees Jesus sitting next to me. Like, I don't know if I said it the same way he said it, but, yeah. Like, we be out here partying. I don't know if it's because, you know, everybody coming back out because COVID starting to, so-called COVID starting to, you know, go down and shit. Or I don't know if it's just, you know, niggas going to be niggas and, you know, niggas going to hang outside and party. And niggas going to go to the bar on a 30-minute break and have a shot. Don't worry about who did it. Just know what happens. Niggas going to have breakfast at the bar. Niggas going to have dinner at the bar. Niggas going to congregate. The bar is like a, it's like church for the average person. Bars is like church for regular people. You can go there and hear the gospel and shit. Like, change your life. Luckily, I've never had a bar fight. I've never been that drunk. Where, no, oh, I'm lying. That was my whole experience in Korea. God damn it. God damn it. Well, you know shit happens. Niggas have bar fights. Have I ever had sex in a bar? Why the fuck's somebody in a bar bathroom? That's none of y'all business. Yeah, man, that's part of life. It's because humans, we congregate. So, you know, we like to hang out. And we love to drink. Humans have always loved to drink. I ain't the first nigga to love to drink. I ain't going to sit here and point the finger at me like I'm the only nigga out here drinking. Your mama be drinking. Your daddy stopped drinking, but he started drinking. He started back drinking. He wasn't. I ain't supposed to tell you. I'd be out there with these niggas. I'd definitely be out there with niggas that be like, yeah, definitely got to drink some mouthwash before I go back in the house. They don't think I drink no more. Imagine your daddy or your husband or boyfriend, this nigga that told you he stopped drinking, but I'm kicking it every day with this nigga. This nigga get drunk than a motherfucker. Thought was she don't know shit. We out there smoking weed, talking shit about your ass. But yeah, that's one of the ills of when you quit your job. You got to remember, if you like to drink, stay the fuck away from the bar. Because I had, listen, this is how crazy I was thinking at one point. I was like, yeah, man, fuck that job. You know what? I'm going to do Uber Eats, and I can work 4 hours. I can take a break and go to the bar. Yeah, that's when you know you done fucked up. That's when you know you done fucked up. When you say, I can take a break, go to the bar, and be right back. Had lunch at the bar. Yeah, niggas is wild. Niggas is crazy. Niggas is everything Kanye said niggas was. But, yeah, they drinking. I ain't as good as I used to be. I'm really not trying to get back that sharp. I want to be as good as I was, but I definitely noticed this shit, yo. Because them bar breaks ain't cool. But, oh my goddamn lighter go. I finished this joint. Oh, I get out of this car. I'm supposed to be working, motherfucker. I'm supposed to be motherfucking working. I guess I ain't getting out the car. My ass is hot still. I turned that the seat warmer or the, you know, the heated seat, whatever the fuck you call it. I turned that shit off. I turned it off. My ass is still hot. Goddamn sweatpants. Burning me the fuck up. I'm about to roll the window down. I'll let all this smoke out. Bar though closed today though. Bar is closed today though. It's other bars. Nigga wanna drink, he know where to get a drink from. And I know some niggas that drink. Everybody in the city of Philly drink. There's speakeasies all over this bitch. You walk into a Chinese store or a beer store right now, you can take any shot at whatever you want. What I drank yesterday? I think I had some Jose Cuervo. I might have had one or two Jose Cuervos yesterday and early in the day. Start the day off. Because I had to get my mind right. I didn't start drinking until after I quit, though. I made a decision what I was going to do, and then I decided to have a drink after that to celebrate and or ease the pain. Then I think I went home, chilled for a bit, because I had to pick up my daughter before we slid to my family house. Because, you know, for you know, when you lose one, usually the family meet up days before the funeral, start to plan shit, just, you know, help the family go through it together and shit. It's sad that, you know, when people die, that's when people come together. But that's what people do, especially black people. It's like, one of us die. Oh, damn, you're going to see your cousin you ain't seen in years. Like, one of my cousins, I ain't gonna say that we had beef, but we had beef. And yesterday was like, no beef. Just walked in, yo, what's up, man? Fuck it. All love. Niggas play chess, niggas drink. Oh, yeah, so that's why I was telling that story. So let's go back a little bit. Yesterday, damn, I had a Remy yesterday, too. I forgot about this. I might have had one Jose. I might have had a Remy. Come on, who are you judging? You judging me? Judge yourself. Look in the mirror and judge yourself. I had a Remy. I had a Jose. Took a nap. Went and got my daughter. Went to my folk crib. I actually went to the bar and didn't buy a shot, too. Because after I got my daughter, she wanted some water ice. So I grabbed water ice instead of a shot. Then we slid to the folk crib. There, drinking that nasty-ass E&J. I think I had Henny. No, I ain't had none of the Henny. I think they finished the Henny off as I was getting there. And I had that nasty-ass E&J. And that's how I know, not only am I a weak-ass drinker now, but that I don't like E&J. Especially, like, I used to drink it, but I don't fuck with that shit no more at all. I had to mix that shit with something. I had to mix E&J with Coca-Cola just to make that shit taste good. Or taste tolerable. But, yeah, you got to be careful with day drinking. So you got to be careful with drinking, period. Day drinking, good. I went out with one of my homeboys one time, right? This nigga, he loved a party and shit. Haitian Wolf. I ain't gonna say love the party, but this nigga love the party. So we out, he like, yeah, man, you hanging out with me, this and that. Mind you, neither one of us got a fucking license. I'm driving his girlfriend's car all around West Philly, you know, North Philly. And, you know, we had an adventure that night, but my dumb ass had to be to work at 6 in the morning. Uh-oh, Popo slipped. Got, like, the smoke out the car. Football slip by. I'm about to turn this motherfucker up. Take the keys out. Anyway. Where was I at with my story? What was I talking about? Don't you hate when you do that? Talk about some shit. The littlest thing make you forget. I was talking about drinking. Oh, yeah, hanging out with that nigga. So, next thing I know, it's like 5 in the morning. We parking the car up from our night, you know, just riding around drinking, having fun, partying. All that after-hour spots. My crazy ass parked the car and said, oh, shit, I forgot I got to go to work. I had to be to work at like 5:30, 6 o'clock. So I dropped this nigga off and went to work. My ass was in there drunk. You talking about a nigga in there drinking coffee like water? Cup after cup after cup after cup. I'm thirsty as a motherfucker now. I don't know if it was the coffee I was talking about that made me thirsty or what. Damn. So I'm parked in front of the crib, and somebody is pulling out, and I could get that parking spot, but nigga, you're supposed to be out here making money. But then again, I could drive later. What time is it? I can drive 12 to 8, maybe? I say 8-hour shift. 11 to 7. It's still early. It's early as fuck. I'm tripping. That's what it is. I'm sober. I told you the bar closed. Usually the bar open up at like 10, so it's almost 10. And usually I'll be in the, like, yeah, fuck it. Usually I'll be ready to go down there, order breakfast, have a beer. But that's what they said he was going to be closed. He had a big ass sign on the door, inside. He had signs everywhere just letting niggas, hey, y'all niggas going to show up tomorrow. And I done already rode by it twice, knowing it was going to be closed. But yeah, my nigga closed. But my dumb ass over here like, what the fuck? It feels so late. Nigga, it's early as shit. It's only 9:40 something. God damn it. I got to take a break from the bars instead of taking bar breaks. Riding around the city, deliver some food. Smoke some more weed. Don't go in this house in time, make some money. I need to get something to drink, something healthy. It's almost time to drive. Getting alerts and shit. I guess I should have been professional and turned off the background sounds, but, you know, we can't control life. No such thing as free will. You're just on this ride. Fuck it, enjoy it. Or not. You can complain. Be a little bitch. But what's the point in that? Makes no sense. Yeah. God damn it, I'm high. I let all the smoke out, too. It felt good. Letting it out, and it felt good when the smoke was in here. That's some high shit, I know. Go deliver some food for people. I'm thirsty. the fuck do I want to drink? That's the other part about Uber Eats. You'd be having to piss. You'd have to find somewhere to piss. Yeah. Having to run in the bathrooms real quick. Because the big restaurants will let you. Oh, excuse me. I know. You're all doing the podcast. Just yawning and shit. I did. I'd have bored myself. Anyway. Yeah, the bathroom, the big the big companies, like McDonald's and all them niggas, they don't be wanting to let you use the bathroom. Except for this one time I went in Papa John's and there was this black girl and I smiled at her. I was like, I gotta pee. She was like, come on to the back. She let me walk around her white manager. Like, this thing has to go to the bathroom. She held me down. Thank you, black lady. Whoever you were, thank you. You know, always taking care of us. I appreciate you, baby. Anyway. Yeah, you'd be having to find some way to take a piss. That'd be the reason I stopped at the bar on a couple of my Uber missions, too. It's been a couple times. I was driving, had to take a piss, stopped, took a shot. Next thing I know, sun going down. Like, oh, shit, I'm supposed to get back to driving. And I wasn't driving around because I only had one headlight that was working. Now, that one headlight is still the only one working. But now I just drive with the high beams on. Fuck it. Fuck it. I drive with the high beams on. Don't pull me over. I hope my back tail lights work. I'm just a nigga out here trying to make it. Listen, I in no shape, form, or fashion is Papito perfect, close to perfect, trying to be perfect. I can't spell perfect. I'm just me. I don't know if I can classify that as a nigga or as a man or a black man or a U.S. citizen and all that other fucking label shit. Spirituality and all that. I'm just me. And every motherfucking day, I'm just trying to be me. And the only thing that affects my decision-making and some of the forms of how I be me is that I got kids. I ain't gonna never stop being me. I'm always be me. Always. But I can always be a little bit better. And that's my only thing I do. You know, try to just be a little bit better. But I ain't trying to be perfect. Fuck that. I love having fun. I love taking shots early in the morning, talking to grandpops and grandmoms and young cougars. Because they ain't cougars yet. They get there. They like that 39. Like, girl, smack that ass. I think that's why I can't have a girlfriend. Because you can't be my girlfriend if I can't talk to you like that. But yeah, I was in a bar. Thundercat going to come in looking at me like, I won't fuck the shit out of her. She better relax. And then he be like, nigga, you won't. And I'm like, all right, well, maybe I won't. But that's what I was thinking. If I can't share my thoughts with you, you can't be my lady. Now, my thoughts is crazy. I don't give a fuck. My thoughts be all over the place. Like, I need to be right now with my black ass. But I'm sitting here talking to you. And I appreciate you listening. What has been? Almost 45 fucking minutes of just me. Goddamn. We getting to know each other here. When the bus start riding down this block. Make all this, accident waiting to happen. Bus better slow down. When you hit this motherfucker, hit it. Hit it. Get paid, nigga. Bus slowed down. I guess that's my cue to stop being an antagonizer. Get my ass out here. Damn, I just wish the bus hit a car. Something's wrong with me. Yeah, man. Appreciate you listening. I'll be back for another episode. You know, do what we do. Chop it up. Until then, you know, take care of yourself. Take care of your loved ones. More importantly, take care of yourself, because if you don't, you can't take care of your loved ones. Eat healthy. You know, do something that, you know, releases stress from your mind and your body. Have sex. If you of age, because I don't know if none of my kids listen to this, but like I said, if you of age, have sex. I don't give a fuck with me and your mom was out here doing when we was teenagers. Y'all better be relaxing. What else? Yeah, man, just try to spread some love. Smile, bitch. Duval shit all day. Smile, bitch. Life ain't that motherfucking hard. Shit, you get to live until you die. Fuck. Everything else in between that is easy, man. But I don't know if anybody told you, you know, I love you. No, you cannot borrow any money. Please don't ask me. I fuck around with say yes, but yeah. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. I'll be back. We talk some more about life.
Oh, I'm gonna get out here, get high, look at these clouds as I drop people food off.
Uh-oh. Who that's coming out? I don't know, though. Yeah, get out here and deliver these people food. So, yeah, if you listen to this, this ain't no, I don't get sponsored for this, but yeah. Fuck DoorDash. Order off of Uber Eats. I got you. I'll drop your shit off. All right. No problem. No problem. Blame them all. If you need some weed, just call me and let me know. I'll drop that off too. Now, I'm not going to charge you for the weed because that's illegal. I'm going to give you the weed. But I got like some, I got a pack of $10 napkins and a $30 pack of napkins you can buy. And the weed will come free. Okay? I got you. With that said, peace.